Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Christmas Day edition of the program. As always, we will take your calls about anything you might like to discuss. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. That Skype username, lrn.fm. So feel free to hook up with us that way. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Objectivist Girl. Oh, wait. And Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson's here with me on this Christmas Day edition. It's actually kind of fun. We've had last night, Chris Cantwell was here for Christmas Eve, and Chris Cantwell is a card-carrying atheist.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also mostly.
Sort of.
And mostly.
Depends on who's looking at the card.
But you did say on the air recently that you would choose the term atheist
sure.
to describe yourself. Here on Free Talk Live. And on Sunday night, we had, you were on Sunday as well this week, because mm-hmm. Mark's out for till further notice. But you were on Sunday, and we started doing the atheist commandments. There's
right.
10 commandments now, written by, I guess, some sort of atheist group that had taken submissions from people online and, you know, sort of picked the best commandments. All 10 were not written by the same person. You know, the 10 were submitted and then basically kind of looked at, assessed, and voted upon. We will get into those here in a moment. And then coming up, we've talked prior to tonight on Free Talk Live about these state religious displays that will show up at, you know, Oklahoma City's state capitol, Florida's state capitol. Specifically, we talked about the Florida state capitol, where there's multiple groups who demanded equal time with the Christian nativity scene that would have been put up at the state capitol. They were granted that.
Right.
And so I think the Flying Spaghetti Monster had been there in the past. I don't know if it was there this year, but the Satanic Temple had put forth a holiday display.
I have my own Flying Spaghetti Monster on display.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I created a holiday lights Flying Spaghetti Monster.
And is that at your house?
Yes, it is.
Oh, very cool. Is it like hanging in the window? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Did you take a picture of it somewhere?
I posted one online last year, I think.
I was going to say, it could be fun to put that on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
Yes.
So we'll get into the Ten Commandments here. Also, the story about a Catholic warrior who came into the Florida Capitol. She's 54 years old, caught on video and caught by security guards vandalizing the Satanic Temple display.
Whenever I hear that, I always think back to that one episode, I think it was of a show called, I think it was it Wife Swap?
I've heard of the show. I don't know if that's what, you know,
it was either Wife Swap or it was a similar type of show, and I can't remember the name, but I think it was Wife Swap, where they swapped with a, like a Wiccan or
oh.
some sort of spirit, and a
like
real
a
Christ warrior Christian family.
Oh,
and this one woman just was screaming about how she was a Christ warrior and everything was of the devil, and it was fantastic.
Let's go to Mac. He's in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson, and happy holidays to you, Mac. Go ahead.
Yeah, happy holidays, fellas. And unlike a lot of Christians, I guess Christian statists, I actually do wish for peace on earth and goodwill towards all men, including you guys.
And, yeah, I think the whole idea of being a Christian warrior is kind of ridiculous. You know, wasn't Jesus
right.
supposed to be a man of peace? Just saying. Anyway,
right.
go
well,
ahead.
And then all day long on my Facebook page, I've seen so-called Christians, I guess I could say, preface that by saying so-called Christians, you know, asking us to pray for our warriors who can't be home mm-hmm. for Christmas and so forth. And it's just so contrary to what I thought the Christianity was supposed to be about.
Yeah,
the reason why I'm calling is because my stepson and I, the other day, we were talking about all this stuff going on with the cops these days. And I know you don't want it to become cop block radio, but it is in the news. And he's 31 years old. I guess that makes him a little bit younger than you, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually caught up in the middle. He was just trying to go home from work after the riots in Seattle about, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, for the World Trade Conference or whatever
okay.
the heck that
G20
was
or something.
On, the
yeah.
G7. G20, yeah, whatever it was.
Whatever it
yeah,
was.
He was just trying to go home from work, and he was rounded up by the police he was corralled by them and then pepper sprayed, and all the poor guy was trying to do was go home from his job.
Wrong place,
so we
wrong time.
About
yep.
all this police. You got it, yeah. And we were talking about all this police stuff, and he said, "Well, you know, gosh, wasn't it better when you were a kid?" And I started to say, just like almost as a habit, because you know, when you get to my age, I'm almost 50 now. You start thinking that the old days must certainly have been better. And I almost said, "Well, yeah, I mean, the police weren't like this when I was a kid." But then I realized, hold on a second, I'm from the Deep South. And in the early 70s, when I was a little kid, if you were looking at the police, you were literally looking at the KKK, particularly in the town where I was from. And so maybe it was better for white people, but I don't think it was better in general.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, we talked about that a little bit. And even back then, even if you weren't white and if you weren't in the South, you know, the Dirty Harry movies were made because there was that kind of stuff going on. San Francisco
sure.
was particularly notorious for having cruel, abusive police. Dirty Harry, of course, was a caricature, but, you know, that kind of stuff actually did go on to some degree. Seattle was known for being pretty bad.
Well, and why wouldn't it have?
Chicago, Detroit, and New York City.
Right. Why wouldn't it have, right? I mean, why wouldn't the police in the past
right.
be corrupt as well? I mean, they are still men with power and virtually no accountability over their actions. And in point of fact, you know, 30 years ago, there were even fewer people with video devices, far fewer people. And so therefore fewer opportunities to actually record the police and the misbehavior that they might have been committing. It was really the Rodney King beatings that were caught on video in the early 1990s, I believe, that kind of broke that whole world open to us. And now, you know, with the proliferation of video devices on basically every single phone, 60% of American adults now have, or I think it's just 60% of everybody in America has a smartphone. And so therefore everybody's got a video camera, which means that we can shine more light on the corruption. We can view and visit and share with these various different interactions with the police that would have been impossible just a decade ago, let alone two or three decades ago. And I think that makes it maybe seem like things are worse today, but maybe they're not. Maybe today we're just seeing more of what really goes on.
Right, exactly. You know, and then it's funny, just when you said that about Rodney King, it just made me think back now. You know, I'm from the old South, and I have older relatives that were raised to be racist, and my aunt, she was no exception. She didn't, you know, she didn't support the KKK, for example, but she just sort of was raised with this attitude where being white, she was better than black people. And when the Rodney King video came out, I was actually sitting in her living room, and they said in the news on CNN or whatever it was that Rodney King had planned on suing them. His lawyer was trying to get $1 million per baton strike, which I think was something like $30 or $40 million or something like that. And she looked at me and she said, "I hope he gets every nickel." Just like that. So kind of funny how, this old racist, I hate to say it about my dear aunt, but the truth is the truth. This old racist white lady, she just hated to see that. She hated to see that poor guy beaten like that. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's the proliferation, the ubiquitousness of video cameras, handheld video cameras that's bringing that to light. Because what could you do in 1970 or 1969 if you were beaten by the police? What could you do? Go and file a piece of paper with the local police department, right? I mean, that was your only option pretty much.
Mac, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate hearing from you
sure.
on this live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live.
I got into a conversation with someone the other day who said that she was really weirded out about cameras because about like especially the police now having lapel cameras, because she said there was a cop who she knew for 10 years and was really friendly to her, and that he just started acting really weird because he was on his police dash cam and that he was acting very robotic and not like himself, and there was no leeway, no discretion at all, because she felt that he was trapped into acting mindlessly and only officially because he was on camera.
Yeah,
and she was afraid concern. That it was going to take away their ability to have age discretion. I was like, as though they were. I had comments where I was like, and said, you know, as though they're using their discretion now.
Yeah, sometimes they are. Yeah. We get the cops who call in to say that they, you know, will let a kid go if he's got pot or something. Just take the pot and let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's discretion to some extent, and I think that's a legitimate concern and a legitimate complaint about the idea of police cameras on their lapels. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the 10 Atheist Commandments. We'll get into it.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The U.S. Constitution protects our freedoms through a system that separates and confines government power. America's founding fathers were wary of government and tried to use the Constitution to limit its reach in many ways. They divided the government into three branches, legislative, executive, and judicial, each able to limit the actions of the others. While this system can lead to what some people call gridlock, our founders considered it the best system for preventing politicians from violating our most fundamental rights. They also separated the national government from state governments, leaving most power at the local level. Our founders added a Bill of Rights that further limits the power of government. The Constitution doesn't create efficient government. It was created to protect us from government overreach. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the Christmas Day edition of the program, and joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And if you care about Bitcoin, or you're just curious about it, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up in just a few months from now, March 28th. And the 29th. It's going to be happening at the Moody Theater right in downtown Austin, which I'm excited about. The first one we attended last year and broadcast live. We'll be doing the same thing this year or in 2015. And last year was at a kind of a racetrack outside of Austin. This one's going to be right in the heart of downtown, which I think is going to bring the event to the next level. Looking forward to it. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. The second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will be highlighting what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as concentrating on where the technology can go just beyond being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas on March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets there, and when you do, use code FTL to save $25 off of the $150 admission price. Now, $150 is already a pretty good price for a weekend conference, but you knock that $25 off by using code FTL. Plus, Texas Bitcoin Conference will donate $25 of the dollars to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use the Free Talk Live code. So do use code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com when you get your tickets, and we will look forward to seeing you there March 28th and 29th. At the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Yeah.
Code FTL.
This thing with the interview has made a lot of theaters seem moody.
Ooh.
But
now, there are some theaters who are playing the interview.
Right. It's like, we're playing it. We're not playing it. We're playing it.
Well, at first, the main, the Sony folks decided to pull the movie after five of the major theater chains decided to pull the movie.
Right.
And then Sony came back and said, all right, well, we'll release it, limited release, and then certain theaters signed on for it. More independent, I think, theaters decided to take it. And, of course, they are also now offering the movie online via YouTube, which is very interesting. It's kind of...
And torrent.
I don't think they're
also being offered that way, too.
I'm pretty sure that's an unofficial means of...
Someone's offering it.
That's true. But this movie, of course, for those that don't know, maybe you're just now tuning in and you've never heard this story, I guess this interview movie by Sony was... there was, of course, the news about the Sony hacks, all kinds of emails, and there was major violations of their security system, and these hackers downloaded several movies, like terabytes of information or whatever, and they released a lot of that stuff. They released all these emails, and in the midst of all this, there was some suggestion that Sony better not release the interview, this new movie coming out, this comedy film, and if they did, then something bad was going to happen, was essentially the suggestion by this hack group calling themselves the GOP, and now they have released the movie in movie theaters, and so, will something bad occur? I guess, we'll find out. Here we are most of the way through Christmas Day, which was the release date, and I haven't heard anything about a theater shooting or bombing, thank goodness.
What's also interesting, though, is the experiment, and I've had this discussion earlier today and been rebuffed in my theories here, but I think it also makes for a very interesting experiment in same-day theatrical and online release.
Well, that's just it. It is the first time I think that's ever occurred.
Well,
right?
I was told apparently Disney has done this in the past, but I don't know
really?
If that's true, yeah.
I'd be very interested to know about that, because it seems like Sony, it's almost like they were forced into this, to some extent by circumstance, but it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out in the end, because there's been a crapload of publicity for this movie as a result of all the news, and so, what kind of But I wonder, of the $6 cost they're asking for this movie on YouTube, how much of that actually goes to Sony versus YouTube? And is that a greater cut than what they would get from a ticket sale in any average theater?
Right.
I wonder about that. Let's go to Mike in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. And Mike, what's on your mind tonight here on Christmas Day?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Ian and Johnson. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts, Mike.
Well, two things, actually. Just want to let you know that I gave my girlfriend very first 3 pounds of BuzzBox coffee today.
And, oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of late in the day, but figured, one cup isn't gonna kill me. But so we made 4 cups of coffee, and we tried it, and it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I know you're not like a coffee drinker, but try it just once, and I'll tell you, there's no bite to it. There's no stale bite like all the other store-bought coffee. It's great stuff.
I'm a huge coffee drinker. I'm a coffee snob. I've been drinking it since I was very young. And I'm curious, what type? Did you get, like, a variety? I don't even know that enough about it, but did you get, like, a variety, or did you get...
I think you just get one flavor for the free pound.
Well, he said he did more than one pound.
It wasn't the one flavor one. What I did was I made sure I went through your website, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit shop, and then I went to the gift pack. And it says, you know, you get to choose three. Well, the people who work there will choose 3 pounds of their, you know, what their favorite is, whatever, and they put it in the pack. And they pack the mint in there. So we got the medium Papua New Guinea roast, and I think a dark roast and a light roast. But it's very
medium Papua New Guinea. It's funny you said that one, and then you said a dark roast and a light roast. And it's funny because you probably are like me. I think that medium Papua New Guinea is my favorite.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's good stuff.
Actually, there's one more thing I just remembered I wanted to talk to you about was the jury nullification, and about I heard the other night about someone was going to actually be posting stuff in New York City about jury nullification, and
yes.
I actually got called to jury duty when I was living in New Hampshire, up in North Haverhill, New Hampshire, and of course, you know, like anybody, they don't want to go to jury duty, and I had to go in and use the bathroom. So I finally get to the courthouse, and I see you guys standing outside the courthouse handing out literature, and I knew nothing about the Free State Project back then. But, Ian, I think I saw you. You were in a black leather jacket, and you were passing out, you know, about the jury nullification of literature. And I think I just took it, and I was like, oh, it's probably about the court and stuff. And I wasn't interested because I wanted to get back to work. But then when I went in and they actually chose us to sit on the jury, the judge comes out. And he says, hi, you know, thank you for all showing up, whatever. There's a group outside known as Free Staters, and they're handing out literature about the courts. I don't think he talked about jury nullification, but he said the only literature that is valid is what is handed out by the court. And, again, at the time...
Wow.
Right.
So when was this?
Everyone laughed. This was, oh, gosh, I want to say 2005 or 2006, maybe.
It must have been 06 because I wasn't here in 2005, but it does sound like, you know, it definitely sounds like something I would do. That's interesting. Well, okay, so everyone laughed at that?
Well, when the judge was standing out, he was in the courthouse, in the actual, like, room, and he was kind of in front of the bench, and he had said, the literature that they're passing out there is not relevant. It's only relevant. The only literature that is relevant is what is handed out by the court, and they're known as Free Staters, and everyone kind of laughed. And again, I didn't know what it was, but looking back on it now, I'm not surprised you said that, because, again, you guys are a threat to the state. Anything that gets the public informed of, you know, what's right and wrong instead of legal versus illegal is going to be a threat to this monopoly.
Well, okay, so Mike, I'm curious, what did you think about that at that time when he was saying that to you? Because it sounds like that was your first encounter with jury nullification information, right?
Yeah, I didn't know much about it, but...
Hold that thought, Mike. If you don't mind, I'd like to bring you back to continue that discussion. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jury nullification or whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. We're here live, and thanks to our great board operator, Kyle, over at the Genesis Communications Network for coming in and doing the show, because I'm pretty sure there aren't too many other radio shows that are live on Christmas Day. But we're here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's bring Mike back on the line here in Clackamas, Oregon. He's calling to tell us a story about actually being apparently in Keene, New Hampshire, where I was handing out during all vacation information, and this was almost, you said, several years ago, back in 2006 maybe, Mike, which I don't even know if I was doing jury outreach back then, but you know what, the way you described it sounds like something I would have been doing. And you said that when you got into the courthouse, when the judge came out to address the potential jurors, that he actually specifically said this, something to the effect of, there are people out front passing out information, and you are to only regard or hold as legitimate the information that we give to you here in the courthouse. Is that right?
Correct. This is actually not in Keene. This is in North Haven, New Hampshire, way, way up near the Vermont border.
Oh, then that wouldn't have been me. I definitely would. I'm sorry. Maybe I misheard what you were saying earlier. Yeah, that definitely was not me. But nonetheless, interesting that... You had that experience. So when you heard the judge make those claims, what did you think about it?
Well, it takes some connecting of dots. First, when I had, because I, like most people, you don't want to do jury duty because it's a pain, and you just, you know, don't want to do it. You want to go back to work and earn your money because they don't really pay for any of that.
Yeah.
So when I got there, I saw potentially what I thought was, you know, the Free Staters standing outside of the courtroom and at the building and handing out stuff on jury nullification. And I think I had heard about it. I just didn't know much about it. I mean, this is, you know, 9 years ago. So I didn't really read anything into it because I wasn't interested in this whole system. I just wanted out. So when I got in there, we waited in a room for a while, and then we went into the actual courtroom, and there was a huge audience. And the judge came out, and he said, there's a group of people standing outside known as the Free Staters, and everyone laughed. And they're passing out literature, and the only literature that you should consider legitimate is the one that is you know, the court gives you. And again, I didn't really think too much of it because I didn't know what I knew now about it. But now, looking back, if I had known what you guys were actually passing out and how powerful this is, I would have definitely been interested more in, you know, staying on, you know, staying on the jury and hopefully getting picked. The trial.
Did you receive the information from the people who were passing it out, or did you refuse to receive it?
No, I took it because I thought it was people who worked for the court. That's why I wasn't reading. And I could have sworn it was a union because there was a guy with a black leather jacket. He handed it to me with a goatee, and I could have sworn it was you. And this is up in North Haverhill.
Well, I guess from what I understand, I had to go and look that up. Apparently it's Grafton County. I have been to the Grafton County Courthouse, but it's only been on a couple of occasions, and I don't know if I would have gone that early in my time in New Hampshire. I know I was up there at one point when Weeda Claus was on trial, but I don't recall doing jury outreach on that that day in particular. But again, it's been a while since that happened. But regardless of all those details, you know, there is a group of folks who does jury nullification outreach on a regular basis in Grafton County, and so it's certainly possible that that you encountered one of them. And by no means am I the only leather jacket owning, goatee sporting, you know, liberty activist up here. But yeah, I've never heard that. It's actually interesting that you know, that's an interesting story, and it's believable. But you know, of all the times that I've done it here in New Hampshire, I've never actually had anyone tell me about that. And there have been a couple of times where Free State Project participants have been on the jury pool. So I'll be standing out front, and someone I know will come in, you know, like there was one time the president of the Free State Project at the time, Baron Swearingen, came in. Another lady named Shauna lives here. She came in and did it. And, you know, I would have expected if something like that happened to them that they would have informed us about it. But so maybe, you know, maybe this is a one-time occurrence, or maybe it's just that one judge, or maybe it happens more often than we realize. It's interesting.
When I was sitting in the audience and the judge was actually saying this, because you're in this, you know, dark room and where the judge is sitting, it's all brightly lit and everything's all nice. You get the American flag and the black robe. What he's saying kind of scares you. It's like, you know, because of the perception of legitimacy.
Right.
You actually kind of think, oh, you know, so the judge is right. But when you're outside and you're actually reading about jury nullification, it's like, you know, the Free Staters, they have a point, and I'm all for jury nullification because I think you should be taking into consideration that the person who's actually on trial didn't hurt anyone. I mean, I think it was like a drug charge or a Xanax, or I think the guy was driving without, it was a young kid, like 18 years old, driving without a license. And at the time, it's like, you know, I just want out. But now looking back, it's like, this kid didn't hurt anyone. And now, like, you know, we're talking about a human life here. And we only know what it's like to be alive. We don't know what it's like to not exist. And to take that, to put the squeeze on someone and put them through the gears of the system does an incredible amount of mental damage to someone, especially someone who's just starting life. Why would they want to go and hurt someone? And just,
so it's interesting that, you know, you had this interaction or you had this encounter with jury nullification information and it didn't really resonate with you at that moment. The judge sort of short-circuited that possibility, and that can be a scary thing. You know, you're in that courthouse. It's an intimidating environment, and when a man with a robe who has men with guns will do his every bidding tells you something like, well, our literature is the only legitimate literature.
You know, what's interesting is if I had been told that, no, it wouldn't have been scary to me. I would have been like, really? read, but the thing is that I was handed.
Yeah, but you're different kind of than the average person going to jury duty. The average person is intimidated.
But I'm thinking, like,
system.
Even before I was any kind of, like, libertarian activist, I mean, I think that...
Were you anti-authoritarian beforehand, though? Because I was.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
know.
I would have been the same way, but, you know, not everybody's that way. Mike, do you think there's a better approach? I mean, is there a better time? Like, had you been sent... that same flyer in the mail a week before the trial, would that have made it more or less likely that you would have taken it and read over it?
I would have definitely read over it more. But, I mean, I think that it was bad timing because back when I was living in New Hampshire, you know, I was only, what, maybe 24, maybe 25 years old. The fact that I've been listening to your show for, you know, a couple of years now, it's made an impact really mentally on me. And I know so much more now, especially about jury nullification, than I did, you know, I hardly knew anything about it back when I had gotten that literature. And, of course, it was just literature, and I just eventually tossed it. But I wish I had kind of kept it because I would have kind of gotten a jump on things ahead of time. But
so I got to know, Mike, why'd you leave New Hampshire, and what are you doing in Clackamas, Oregon?
I was the guy who was going to wait in the liquor store, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
oh, cool.
But, I mean... If I ever call into the jury duty out here, am I allowed to? I mean, I know that jury nullification can't be mentioned, but when we're all going to kind of debate about whether the person is guilty, am I allowed to say, hey, I know about something called jury nullification to the jury, or is that even allowed to be mentioned?
I can't give you legal advice on that. I don't really know for sure, you know, what the rules are or if that would somehow get you into trouble. I think that the folks, if I'm recalling correctly, the folks over the Fully Informed Jury Association have recommended not mentioning that terminology in any point in the courthouse, and just, I don't know. I don't know what the best approach is there. I would say that you should be safe in exercising your right to nullify, but I wonder, you know, what consequences may befall someone who is a little bit too blabby about what exactly they're doing. Honestly, I don't know, and I don't want to point you in the wrong direction. So I would consult with the Fully Informed Jury Association on that one.
Right.
Because I imagine things are different in Oregon than they are here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can do it, like, you know, if you ever get called into a jury and a few people know about it and they keep their mouth shut but vote, hey, not guilty if the guy hasn't hurt anyone, I definitely think that could probably, you know, probably make a difference. I don't know what the majority has to be.
It has to be unanimous to set the person free. So it would be useful to be able to try to persuade the other jurors. And either way, they're going to try to push you into a guilty. And if you're holding fast, then you may be able to, that level of a will may be able to flip some people. But, you know, anybody that's ever been on the inside of a deliberation room and wants to tell their story should do that. Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Atheist Commandments coming up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it then count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign.
Online, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Victimless Crimes Free. Makes perfect belated holiday gift. You can go and order it now at victimlesscrimesfree.com or just watch it for free online. It's our friend Derek J., who was arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame, and it's all on video. You can go and enjoy it. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. Our toll-free number here tonight, it is, by the way, the live Christmas Day edition, is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the gentleman who had experienced a judge talking crap about liberty activists up here, free staters, people who, like you and I, Johnson, moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The idea is to gather as many liberty-minded people, hopefully 20,000 of them, all in one place so that we can get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And, of course, there are going to be some people who don't appreciate the kind of work that we're doing, which a lot of that work is outreach and education, trying to...
Work? You don't work. Get a job.
One of the most frequent critiques of the liberty activists is that we are not jobby enough.
Did you start a business? Get a job!
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Do you have a job? It looks like you have a job. Get a job!
The guy, one of the guys who's most notorious for saying that just drove by the studio earlier today and flipped somebody the bird as he was driving by. So, yes, some people don't like the fact that we're here and that we're doing things and that we're spreading the ideas of freedom, and they're going to try to oppose us at every turn. In this case, a judge secretly informing the jury that had come in that they need to disregard, essentially, the information that they've been given by liberty activists outside of the courthouse. And We should expect to see more of that and expect to see it outside of the of New Hampshire as well, like in New York City, where Ross Ulbricht will be going to trial here on, I think, January 5th is the beginning of that trial. It's going to be a really important federal case where Ross is facing the rest of his life in prison for ostensibly being the man who ran the Silk Road underground drug marketplace. There are going to be liberty activists on the scene there who will also be handing out information to people going into the courthouse. There will be billboards that have been purchased in the area. And by the way, we do have that, let's see, I think it was the, Jury Rights Project, jrp.io/NYC. JRP, like Jury Rights Project, right. .io/NYC for New York City.
Right.
That's where you can go to donate to this fundraiser that they're trying to raise around $3,000 to buy this these several billboards outside of the courthouse there. So you can expect the same behavior from the status inside that building, trying to dissuade jury members from understanding and applying the ideas of jury nullification, which, of course, is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. Even if the law itself is pretty, it's maybe it was crystal clear the law's been broken, you can still vote not guilty.
So you mentioned the Silk Road. Now, you know, I haven't been paying attention. Is Silk Road 3 up and running? I know there was Silk Road 2 and it got shut down.
Been in the last few weeks, but after Silk Road 2 was shut down, Silk Road 3 did pop up. And apparently it was actually an already online site that they rebranded as Silk Road 3 from what I heard.
Right.
But, I went and I looked at it a few weeks ago and it was there, but I have not checked. I have not checked with
them. I'm sure it's still going.
But, yeah, I mean, the Silk Road probably will not end anytime soon. It's just the brand is too valuable, although I imagine the brand will be diluted the more times it continues to get taken down by the
I know the Pirate Bay is down currently.
What is going on with that? I know that the news hit a couple weeks ago. I meant to talk about it on the air, but it's one of the many stories we never really covered here on Free Talk Live. The Pirate Bay was taken down in a raid by police, and you're saying it's still down, but there are mirrors that appear to be online. So
the mirrors are not the full Pirate Bay, though.
Well, what's the point of mirroring it if you're not going to mirror the whole site?
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel about it, too. But, I mean, it saves a bunch of the torrents.
Mm-hmm.
It does, you know, save a bunch of the older torrents, because there are a lot of old torrents that have been around for a long, long time. And mirroring those, because of the way the distributed nature of torrents work, it keeps the torrents up and running. There are certain, like, newer torrents and whatnot that are... You know,
so there's a website called thepiratebay.cr, and that's where it looks like the Pirate Bay. You can search the search.
Oh, there's also oldpiratebay.org. I don't know.
Oh,
if it's
really?
The same. Yeah. So.
Well, the weird thing about this piratebay.cr is that everything says it was uploaded today. And it always says that no matter which day I'm going to the website. Like I'm jumping in, you know, 20 pages in or whatever, and it still says everything was uploaded today. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
I wonder if you can still upload, you know, new stuff to the site. I haven't tried that.
I found a interesting thing. The Pirate Bay returning soon. Torrent site waves flag in previously closed domain. The Torrent Royalty Bay Torrent Royalty, the Pirate Bay, refuses to sink and go down that easy. After the Swedish police exterminated the site in hopes of diminishing and eliminating the torrenting activities online, the task seemed to have backfired as the torrent giant remained anchored into its original domain. Previously, the piratebay.se was rendered inaccessible after the takedown, but now those who visit it will now be welcomed with a huge image of the Torrent King's waving flag. Many are led to believe, including the media outlet Torrent Freak, that Pirate Bay is hinting its glorious return.
Yeah.
PC Mag reports that the site is being hosted on a server in Moldova. The site added this to the major curator's first location and executing the major restoration of the site. Nothing is confirmed at the moment. That is indeed what is happening, but speculations that collaboration between another torrent hub called ISO Hunt and the Pirate Bay is making headway to reestablish the fallen site.
Hmm.
It is important to note that ISO Hunt has done its best in bringing back the site shortly after its wipeout by creating mirrored links of archives of the Pirate Bay. Hence, the Open Bay quickly made rounds in the online world. We, the team that brought you isohunt.to and the oldpiratebay.org, just oldpiratebay.org, are bringing you the next step in the torrent evolution, Open Pirate Bay source code. history of torrent sites such as IsoHunt and the Pirate Bay give us a lesson that would be a crime not to learn. The era of individual torrent sites is over, reads a statement in the Open Bay. That is why we created Pirate Bay Open Source.
What are they going to do? I mean, how's that going to, to change things?
Yep, it's free for everyone. Now you can create your own copy of the Pirate Bay. Update and change this code and make it better for everyone. As per Torrent Freak, developing a carbon copy of the Pirate Bay will be nothing but great for its creatives. We've always lived by copy me. I don't know what that means. Oh, copy me. K-O-P-I-M-I. Apparently that's a term that says copy me. We love being cloned. It would be amazing if, like in the classic movie Spartacus, everyone could stand up and say,
I am the Pirate Bay.
The Pirate Bay, Mr. 10100100000 told Torrent Freak.
So where was that notice posted? Where did that come from?
Apparently, there's
Torrent Freak site.
Yeah, that's
because right now on the Pirate
Bay. oldpiratebay.org. Okay, so oldpiratebay.org.
What I'm wondering is how did they retain control of their domain name? I mean, it's if the feds or whoever it was, the Finnish government or whoever did the takedown, Swedish, I don't know who it was, but
Swedish, yeah, wasn't, Swedish police.
So why didn't they appropriate the domain name? I mean, normally when like the U.S. gang takes down a website, they have that big splash screen that comes up where it shows all the gang symbols from the governments, and it says, we took your domain name. If you go to the piratebay.se right now, you can see there's what appears to be, I don't know if it's a caricature of Kim Jong-un or whoever the hell that is, some sort of dictator-looking guy. And then there's a fluttering Jolly Roger, you know, skull and two swords in this case, crossbones. And then at the top, strangely, there's a counter, but it's counting up.
That's
so.
Great.
Usually when you go to a website and they're getting ready to launch something, the counter counts down to zero.
Right.
This one's counting up, and it looks like there's eight digits with, you know, two digits apiece, two numerals each. 16:19:56:36, and the 37, 38, 39. It's counting up faster than seconds would count, too.
Huh.
So I don't know what that's about.
I don't know. Could it be a hit counter, an old-school hit counter?
You would think they'd be getting more hits than that. I don't know. It's very strange. I mean, it's a very consistent count. Like, it's moving at the...
Huh.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is a hit counter. And there's a strange code at the bottom and another code on the left-hand side of the page. So I imagine somebody's probably already figured this out. It almost looks like it's some kind of a puzzle.
Right.
Like, there's a bunch of essentially scrambled information at the bottom. It looks like it's encrypted information to some extent. I thought for a moment that it might have been a Bitcoin address, but Bitcoin addresses always have the one in front of them.
Right.
So it's not a Bitcoin address. I wonder what's going on with that. The piratebay.se, clearly not in the hands of the government, unless this is some sort of government page that's been put up there. I don't think that's the case. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you know more about it. You're welcome to share with us. Plus, the Atheist Commandments will continue. Come up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods.
items. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.